Here we go. That's right. It's the good stuff. Oscar Wilde said, "Experience is the name everyone gives to their mistakes." I think that's a great thing to consider today.
Yeah, we probably, do you have something to elaborate on that? Or are we just gonna...
Oh, you mean like, is it confession time?
Is it confession time?
Oh, I just thought, hey, what if we just spent all day kind of giving ourselves permission to go ahead and make mistakes and then be wise enough to turn around and call it experience instead of beating ourselves up. Hey, if you want to discover the pulse of agriculture from grain to sheep, dairy cattle to top-notch horse operations, you need to equip yourself with the best farm and ranch equipment updates, upcoming ag events. You need to go to Tri-State Livestock News. Visit online at tsln.com. It comes out, the publication comes out every week, so they really do keep you current, and they are phenomenal. They have accurate, timely information. It's what ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News.
Discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills, something like the Nebraska Star Party that'll come up midsummer. For the entirety of human history, our ancestors experienced a sky brimming with stars, a night sky that inspired science, religion, philosophy, art, and literature. Well, get a little piece of that at Merritt Reservoir during the Nebraska Star Party this summer. Check out more information at visitvalentine.org.
Here is an old piece, Mike, but I think it'll still give everyone a chuckle. The United Way realized that it had never received a donation from the city's most successful attorney. So a United Way volunteer paid the lawyer a visit in his lavish office. The volunteer opened the meeting by saying, "Our research shows that even though your annual income is over $2 million, you don't give a penny to charity. Wouldn't you like to give something back to your community through United Way?" The lawyer thinks for a minute and says, "First, did your research also show you that my mother is dying after a long, painful illness, and she has huge medical bills that are far beyond her ability to pay?" Embarrassed, the United Way rep mumbles, No, I'm sorry, I did not know that. "Secondly," said the attorney, "my brother, a disabled vet, is blind and confined to a wheelchair and is unable to support his wife and six children." The stricken United Way rep begins to stammer an apology, but is cut off again. "Thirdly, did your research also show you that my sister's husband died in a dreadful car accident, leaving her penniless with a mortgage and three children, one of who is disabled and another that has learning disabilities, requiring a huge array of private tutors?" The humiliated United Way rep, completely beaten, says, "I'm so sorry. I had no idea." And the attorney says, "So, if I didn't give any money to them, what makes you think I'd give you any money?"
All right, thanks, Kim. Here's Meyer's Law. If the facts do not conform to the theory, they must be disposed of.
Get rid of the evidence.
What else do you have today?
I have a piece called "The Man in the Glass." It's anonymous. There you go. "When you get what you want in your struggle for self, and the world makes you king for a day, just go to a mirror and look at yourself and see what that man has to say. For it isn't your father or mother or wife whose judgment upon you must pass. The fellow whose verdict counts most in your life is the one staring back from the glass. You may be like Jack Horner and chisel a plum and think you're a wonderful guy, but a man in the glass says you're only a bum if you can't look him straight in the eye. He's the fellow to please. Never mind all the rest, for he's with you clear up to the end. And you've passed your most dangerous, difficult test if the man in the glass is your friend. You may fool the whole world down the pathway of years and get pats on the back as you pass, but your final reward will be heartaches and tears if you've cheated the man in the glass."
Some lighthearted things to end up the program today. You know, it's all right to sit on your pity pot every now and again. Just be sure to flush when you're done.
Very cute.
All right. Life is uncertain, so eat dessert first.
You know, I've had that mantra for many years, and it has served me well.
Be more concerned with your character than your reputation, because your character is what you really are, while your reputation is merely what others think you are. If you have something to share on the good stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And keep listening to this great radio station for more of the good stuff.